The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Community Issues and Missions. I am your host, Jeremy Ross. And we are back again with Stephen Ziegler from Kairos Prison Ministry. It's great to have you back again, Steve.
I am delighted to be here again today, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
So, for any of you listeners who may not know, Steve works with a ministry called Kairos Prison Ministry International. We talked about this last week a fair amount. And so, before we get into our new content, go ahead and give us a quick recap, Steve, on what the prison ministry is about.
Well, Kairos Prison Ministry does have three programs. It has Kairos Inside for men and women and medium to maximum security prisons. It has Kairos Outside, which ministers to the women who are impacted by a son, a spouse, a relative who was incarcerated, because they often feel the same amount of guilt and shame as that person who was in prison. And the newest program for Kairos is Kairos Torch, that ministers to youth offenders.
Okay, so that's the core of what Kairos is about, with going into the prisons and ministering to the people that are in there. So now, the question that many people might have is, of course, Kairos isn't the only prison ministry that's out there. So how is this ministry different from those other prison ministries? And then what are the goals that you hope to accomplish?
Well, after the Kairos Inside Weekend, which is a 3.5-day short course on Christianity, prayer and share accountability groups are held weekly under the direction of the prison chaplain. The inside residents also have the opportunity to meet with Kairos volunteers at monthly reunions. The ultimate goal of Kairos Inside is to build a Christian community to pray and fellowship together on a weekly basis by nurturing each other in their faith walk while also providing accountability. In the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus told his disciples another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this: a woman takes some yeast and mixes it with a bushel of flour until the whole batch of dough rises.
That's a good one to use for this.
Well, the prayer and share fellowship is the yeast that changes the prison environment. As the prayer and share groups begin to pray for one another, the correctional officers, and other residents, the entire environment begins to change. This is the heart of Kairos. The fact that we return again and again to each prison for Kairos continuing ministry is what distinguishes Kairos from other programs. It can be very challenging to maintain a Christian lifestyle in prison, and without our follow-up support, the efforts of the 3.5-day retreat would be quickly lost to the prison environment. Okay. I would like to just share one thing. The incarcerated men often ask us for prayers of protection because sometimes they are persecuted.
I can imagine, yeah. So when talking about, you know, what makes Kairos different, it really is about not just saving the individual people themselves, but it's about building that community in there. Because I would imagine it's through the community basis that it actually grows stronger.
Exactly. And to walk the Christian walk in that environment, the men need lots of support from each other, and to lift them up when they have burdens, to lift them up when they have problems, when they feel hopeless, and so on.
Yeah, because I think of, you know, that passage in the Bible that says about no man is an island. You know, we'll think of that in just everyday life, but in a prison setting, I can imagine that would probably ring so much more true than it would out here.
Exactly.
For everything that you do with the prison ministry, is there any special training that's needed in order to become a Kairos volunteer?
Absolutely. Great question. And the answer is yes and no. Men or women who volunteer for an inside weekend and intend to go in, you know, one-on-one with these residents must have a minimum of 32 hours of team training. And that usually happens over 4 Saturdays at local churches in the area. Additional training is given by the Department of Corrections for that institution that you're going to go in. And you also have to do a background check.
Yeah, I would imagine.
A weekend requires 4 leaders who divide up responsibilities. Leaders must attend Kairos training. And I would like to add, Kairos Prison Ministry only allows a person to be a leader once.
Oh, really?
Really, that because we want to continue to pull in new volunteers to make that ministry grow and just continue over the years. There are other volunteer opportunities as well. An outside team is needed to prepare meals for the inside volunteers. No training is required for this group. And finally, we love having churches and Sunday schools to create Agape, which I'll talk about in a few minutes.
Okay. And with these volunteers, what type of volunteers do you actually need to conduct a weekend?
A typical team needs about 30 to 50 volunteers, including up to 7 ordained clergy, a small music team with sound equipment, an outside team to make breakfast and lunch on the training days. And this outside team really needs to be able to get up early to make morning breakfast and a late dinner during the 3.5-day weekend. You may be surprised to know that we start as early as 5 in the morning and stop 10 in the evening on that 3.5-day weekend.
For me, being, I am not a morning person, I can't conceive of having to be up that early for something like that. So,
well, that's a shock for me. I'm currently working second shift, so when I go into that weekend, it's like changing time zones.
I'll bet, yeah, because you're used to getting off what, like closer to 11 o'clock or midnight?
Well, it can be as late as 1:30 sometimes. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so when you'd be going straight from that into the weekend, it's almost like, should I even bother going to sleep? Oh, man. Well, Steve, you mentioned at the beginning of the program that you're seeking support from local congregations and or Sunday schools. So how can the body of Christ help support this ministry?
Well, first and foremost, and just absolutely the most important thing we can ask for is prayer. We have an Agape coordinator, a leader during the weekend, who seeks volunteers from all over the United States and around the world to pray for those involved in this weekend. Residents, we pray for them, the correctional officers, we pray for the warden, we pray for the team, we pray for the families of the team. The 3.5-day program is just covered in prayer by volunteers every 30 minutes. During the course of the weekend, a prayer chain is posted in the community room for the residents to see. They just are amazed when they see this prayer chain, and they realize they are not forgotten and that Christians around the world love them and care about them.
So it's part of building that support network that is needed to keep things going.
Exactly.
You mentioned the Agape coordinator in that segment right there. What else does this leader do during a weekend?
Good question. The ministry's goal is to bring wave after wave after wave of God's unconditional love and grace to the resident. The Agape coordinator directs members of the team to go back to their home congregations and those of their friends to request Agape. Visible Agape is artwork which is posted on the walls of the community room for the participants to read throughout the weekend. Signed placemats and posters made by children, and they only put their first name and age only, are also especially treasured by the residents. If you would like to send Agape to an upcoming weekend, please click on a specific weekend on our Kairos calendar for details on where to send it.
Yeah, that, what you were saying there reminded me of something you brought up before we started recording, and how a lot of the people in the prisons have been in there for 20, 30 years and haven't received like a handwritten letter or anything in that time period. So it's like what you just said here ties in directly with that. Now, with Agape, besides what you said here, are there any other forms of it?
As you had mentioned, the men who have been in there for a long time, some of them have burned all their bridges, and they are in isolation. They really have lost contact with families and friends. And one of the most impactful and meaningful types of agape is a handwritten personal letter. Many of the men in prison who've been there, as you said, for many, many years, have not received a letter in a long time. I have witnessed men openly crying, lifting their hands up in the air, and just praising God when they read that letter and the love that has been directed to them by the person who wrote it. And surprisingly, another type of agape that we take in is a large number of bags of cookies.
Yeah.
And we share them with the residents after table discussions. Many of the residents have said that they came to the weekend for the cookies.
Right.
But they found something much better, love and forgiveness and a personal relationship with Jesus.
Bribed them with cookies and they attained salvation.
Yes. And lastly, I need to mention a type of agape that would be financial support, a monetary contribution. All Kairos activities are funded by donations. If you would like to support this ministry, just go online to KPMI, and there's a button that you can just click on. It says Make a Donation Online. Please note that Kairos Prison Ministry International is a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization, and all donations are tax deductible in full or in part.
Well, okay, as we get into the last part then, since you mentioned donations then, what about becoming a team member?
Kairos Prison Ministry volunteers just come from all walks and strata of life. They all share a desire to follow Christ's admonition of Matthew 25:36. I was in prison and you visited me. If you are interested in learning more about this exciting ministry, I would just be happy to visit your church or Sunday school, give a talk, share information, give handouts, and give personal testimony about Kairos. I can also show you how to connect with a prison in Maryland or Pennsylvania. I am praying, and others are praying, that some of your listeners will consider becoming a missionary inside a prison, or would be willing to be on an outside team, or finally to create agape or write letters to support one of these weekends.
All right, so as we wrap up then, and we didn't even say this in the first program, and we need to say it, what would be the contact information for you so that people can get in touch?
Well, again, my name is Steve Ziegler. My landline phone, that's the best way to reach me, is 717-776-6896. Again, 717-776-6896. Or by email, an interesting email, bohunter, bohunter, 6896 at embarkmail.com.
I have to say, when I was in contact with you and saw that email, I was like, huh, that's a unique email. I like that when that comes up. Well, as we're wrapping up, are there any final thoughts that you want to share for our listeners?
Jeremy, I can't tell you the wonderful things that God does inside the prison during one of those weekends. I don't know if I'd mentioned it, but Kairos means God's special time. It's like an appointment where they get to meet God, and they find out that He wants to have a relationship with them. And the things that happen in there, miracles, are just incredible. God sometimes selects the most unlikely negative gang member to become one of Jesus's greatest and best apostles in those institutions. So it just amazes me. It wows me. I hope that you will consider in some way becoming part of this ministry.
I could not think of a better way to end the program. Thank you, Steve, for being with us these past 2 weeks for Kairos Prison Ministry. It's been a pleasure to have you.
It's been a pleasure to be here, and thank you to your listeners and all the things that they do to support the body of Christ in South Central Pennsylvania.
I'm Jeremy Ross with Community Issues and Missions. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.